We are on Sefer Panim Yafes, in the middle of the one and only paragraph, the Kenkas of a Rambam say Perikei Melchus Yisrei De'atayra. Zel HaShainai, and this is what he said. Yes, Dvarim Acherim Shem B'Kol Chilu Hashem. There are other things that are Chilu Hashem. V'Shiyasa Oysam Adam Gadol B'atayra. He quotes this, the Rambam quotes that Gemara he had quoted in what we learned yesterday. Ayin Shedibura Eina B'Nachas and Mabriyas. The Rambam says over there, Gadol B'Tayra takes on credit. The Gemara says that's a Chol Hashem, because people don't assume that he'll pay his bill. V'yeshto, Aisha Deborah Eina B'Nachas and Mabriyas, he doesn't speak softly. V'Eina M'Kal B'Sefer Panim Yafes. Give it to Yanki, the test. There's nobody to give it to yet. Yanki, give it to him. And he's not, thank you very much. He's not Makabu B'Sefer Panim Yafes, or about Tata, he argues the Kaf, he gets angry, he gets a B'Dor Meilu. Chenim Digdig Al-Chochem Al-Atzmai, he speaks softly, he has his das, is mixed with them, means he gets along with them. And when they embarrass him, he doesn't respond in kind. He's mechabed them, even to those who aren't mechabed him. And he's honest. Everybody praises him and desires his actions. Harizekidus is Hashem. For all of our kasevayimer vayemeli avdi ata yisrash bechos bar. You are my servant. Yidden that I am proud of you. At kan l'shayin harambam. Vayitzen tamidu chachamus v'kavim kalodim b'panim zayefus. Have a sour face. V'gairim b'hem and scream at them. Azal amu chazal shetzarech tamachachim yisar v'chol adam. He has to be mixed with everybody. V'layir kigderi shayin b'melech. He shouldn't be like a pot that is not salted. Meaning, here he is, he has a beautiful dish, but he lacks the salt. Oluv, a person that will become embarrassed and not respond. The Ol, the Chol Adam, beloved by everybody. Shfaruach, la'anche beisai, even in his own household, he's humble. So Yimatu Emi Yisera Aleim, doesn't impose an extra fear. Having kaskufa katrina, to be like the bottom threshold. Shakol Dashimba, Beloy Kepesach Katan, not like a little doorway, because you can't fit in. Shleikaitzer Halev, he shouldn't be short-tempered. Shumavaza Sayikarim, he's Mavaza precious people. The Hima Rachkalach, Mimdein Incha, it distanced you from people. Ayi Pirkech Ra, how did he translate Pirkech? What did he say it is?
With people and keep
sorry, Ayi Pirkech Ra means?
What?
Ayi Pirkech Ra.
I don't see those words.
Yom Kippur by.
Yeah, I know. Pirkech Ra, I guess it means that his name is something that people look at badly. Shein Shvachos HaTaira. So if they kabdan, don't be somebody that is makmakpin on people. Be mavater. Say nothing, yachol usholcha. If you cannot today, yeh masifascha. If nobody will be able to ask you anything, but you're a kabdan. Why should you do all this? For any other thing, yeh not today, yeh masifascha. One never knows when the train ride comes to an end. Yeh maskirim shimcha, and they won't mention your name. Atkan. V'kach rinu kol g'dayli yisroh amitim. Shekiblu kolodim b'sevri panim yafas u'b'savlanis. Chutz mipamim yuchadim besides certain times. Shetzarech davka ligar. You have to scream, depending on the situation. V'akolu fi'inyan. V'zehu kiddush Hashem. That is the kiddush Hashem. Shezeichin aridei zed l'chol ha'malu shamu chachamim. V'zeichin l'ruh ha'kaydish. K'ma shamar b'avet izara. Anavim evi'a l'deyiru ha'kaydish. Humility brings to ruh ha'kaydish.
What brings to
Ruach HaKadosh? I mean humility, another.
Another? Wow.
Okay, we are in Membeis and Membeis, but it's not yet time. Chas v'Shalom, don't want to...
Is the test ready, Rabbi Kleinman?
It's already printed. I think so, because yesterday he asked for a sponsor. He got it. He got it already, so obviously it's printed.
In your email.
You don't have this phone to let you know as soon as you get an email. People send me emails, and then they want to know why. I told them I check my email once a day, sometimes twice. If it was so important, call me.
Retirement.
I never had to. My job never required me to be on email all the time. I understand some people have to do it. I didn't have to. Okay, 6 o'clock. Now, we were talking about the last thing we said was that the Braisa that said your lettuce is matame b'bayis achitzayin means it stuck its head out into the bayis achitzayin. At that moment, it's considered a birth. I am up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top of 42B, which I assume is 42B1. 2 already? 42B2? 9th line from the top? Wow. Must have had a lot to say on 42B1. Ukidu Abaisya.
You know, since we do say
for a brother, wrong one. Okay. Ukidu Abaisya. Damar Abaisya, Xerisha Vlad Raisha Chutzla Prisver. Xerisha said elsewhere that we're afraid that the baby stuck its head out. Now, what in the world is Ravaisya talking about? We'll find out in a moment. But what we want from Ravaisya is we see that the head out, chutzpah prusner, means into the bayis achitzayin, out of the narrow corridor. I assume the narrow corridor is by the cervix. And this is out of the cervix into the bayis achitzayin. Now, what's the case of Ravaisya? Okay. We'll start We'll start with that Rashi, which is right across, two lines down from the statement of Rav Eishi in the Gemara. And he gave, it was born. Even though the head is inside meaning inner body, but it's in the Beit HaChitayin. Habichi Yalud is considered born, with Tmei Aleda, and she becomes Tmei Aleda at that moment. Like Rav Eishia taught us that once it's out of the praiser, and again, I assume the praiser is something to do with the cervix, it is considered a born. This is a Gemara in the fourth parak of Chulin. There's a Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, Isha Shemes Ubra B'teich Me'a, a woman, the Rachman al-Lisan, her baby died in her womb. And the midwife stuck her hand in, and touched the dead baby. The midwife becomes tamei for touching a mace. But the woman hasn't given birth yet. Meaning, the midwife touched a dead baby in utero. But it's a dead baby. And a dead baby is matame.
In utero, not in.
In the utero, I mentioned utero because the next line will tell you that. In utero. Va'isha tahira atchiyetza avlad. But the woman hasn't given birth yet because it hasn't come out. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says the one who touches the dead baby is tamei, but the woman who doesn't touch her dead baby, right, because by her it's tuma blua, but it's tuma blua, and therefore she doesn't become tamei from a dead baby. But she comes to me from childbirth. She didn't give birth yet. Avinamba, the Gemara asks, Chaya my Tameya. Why is the midwife Tameya, Tuma Blua he? She touched it where it was Blua, right? Blua is not Matame. So it shouldn't be Matame her either. That's the question the Gemara asks. Again, you're telling me the mother is not Tame Mace because the baby is Blua in the uterus. So then why is the midwife who touches it Tamei?
She's not in the womb. She's touching it.
Touching it inside the womb. That's where the baby is.
No.
So therefore, this is the Gemara's kasha, the fourth parak of Chulin. We're not here learning that sugya, but that's what the Gemara asked. The Amar Rav Eishia, and Rav Eishia answered, you're right, but hach tumas chayim midrabanan. This tumah of the midwife is only rabbinic. Because we're afraid that perhaps the baby stuck its head out of the praiser of the cervix, and that's when the achaya touched him. And that's not called tuma blua. That's not tuma blua. The mechinotik havaleyav yilud, veloy havi blua. As soon as it's born, it's not blua. V'tamim b'daraisa v'shem negayim b'meis. Alma chutz l'braizder yaludu. So we see that chutz l'braizder is considered yalud. Right. Now, hilchak v'nyatamias imay tumas kleda nami yaludu. So we're learning from Avaisya, who considers it, once it's in the bayis achitzayim, as considered no longer blua. Right, no longer blua. So mamela, we see from there that that's considered born already. Because if it wouldn't be considered born, it would be considered blua, yes.
Why can't it be an answer that's blue if it's...
See, again, you're trying to tell me the hula and the sugya. I'm not learning the sugya hula now. Maybe the Gemara gives other truths from there. In fact, Dr. Yaimi will be there in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Okay, so maybe I'll see something there and I'll be able to share with you. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't look it up. I wasn't holding in that sugya.
You hear my question. Blue could be only if it's in her, but since the midwife's not inside in her... She's touching it. It's like it's when it's in you, or when you're touching it, it's different.
Yeah. I'm not even going to argue with you because I don't know what to tell you.
Rebbe, is this baby a via voice of tumor? Only when he puts his crown out, the head out?
It's dead. Yeah.
So, but when does it get the status of a via voice of tumor?
Whenever a dead body is a via voice of tumor.
But it's dead inside the mother already. It's
who
not
cares?
Considered at the abortion.
Who cares?
So, no, because what's the havamina that we're touching? She doesn't get the heter of balua. It's not absorbed into her body, the chaya.
It's in
the mother.
Kasha. You're machavim to Dr. Harris, who asked the question twice. And as I answered him, I'm not learning the sugya chula now. So for me to say now I'm making it up, and as I usually say, I don't like to make things up. I don't know. In Meretz Hashem, I hope 3 weeks from now I'll have learned that daf and daf yaimi, and I might know more to talk about. But now, at this point, I didn't look it up. I assumed that the Gemara knew what it was talking about when it said, I know the Gemara knew what it was talking about when it asked that Tumah Blua. So obviously the Gemara is saying that even though she's coming from the outside, but she's touching it when it's Blua, it's not Metamiyar. So you're saying, why? I don't know. That's what the Gemara is assuming the rules are. So the Gemara knows the rules. I don't. So I don't know. Maybe the Gemara there discusses it. See,
is Uber Yerachimo only on a baby chai? And what about a dead baby? Does that still get Uber Yerachimo?
For what purpose?
For this. Maybe that's why. Until it sticks out of his head, it's still Uber Yerachimoy.
Again, let me answer you two ways. Number one, this is not subject to Svara. This is all Halacha L'Maaseh M'Sinai. Number two, Uber Yerachimoy, then why is the Chaya Tamei 7 days? You touch the mother's
what?
Womb. Why is the Chaya Tamei for 7 days? That's what the Mishnah says. She's Tamei Meis.
Uh-huh. And what about the fact that her hand is going to touch the mother on the way out? That doesn't bother us?
If it touches, then she becomes a Rishon L'Tuma.
She becomes a Rishon L'Tuma, if anything. But this is a Drabanan anyway. Okay.
That's his answer. The problem with this is, it's not a problem, the fact with this is, that Halacha L'Maaseh M'Sinai is not subject to our making Svaradik and Chalukim, unless the Gemara makes them. But since I didn't look up the Gemara, I can't even comment. All we want from Avaisya is that when the baby sticks its head out into the Bayis Achitza and it's born. That's all. End of story.
And at that moment, the mother becomes tamei?
Yes. That's exactly what we said Yaledus means in the Mishnah. And like the following case, somebody came in front of Rava. Amale, he asked Rava the following question. Can Bismillah be done on Shabbos? Amale Shabbat on me. Of course. Busted the nothing. After the person left, Amar Rava. So Rava said, What, the person didn't know that Mila is Zechus Shabbos? Where has he been living till now? In a cave? Is there anybody that doesn't know that Mila is Zechus Shabbos? What kind of Shiva did he ask me? So he went after him. And he said, Emily, easy goof in the Ubda Hechab. I never know what the word easy means. But tell me, what was the story? Amalei, Shamis Vlad Ditsuyas, Apanya the Mali Shabsa. I heard the baby crying on Arab Shabbos. But why is Yalit at Shabbat? But it didn't come out till Shabbos. Is it Daif? Can I do the bris on Shabbos? That was his question. He didn't explain it to Rava when he came the first time. He came and asked his Mila Daif on Shabbos. Then Rava said to himself, that's not a legitimate question. He must have had a better question than that. He went after me and said, can you tell me the story? So he said, yeah, I heard the baby crying in Erev Shabbos, but it didn't come out till Shabbos. Can I do the bris on Shabbos? Amalei, hi, haitzi, right, shachos, lepreisterhu. The only way you could have heard him crying is if the head came out of the servants. And then it could cry. And at that moment, it was born. L'havi milish le'bizmana. So then on Shabbos, it's a milish le'bizmana. The whole milish le'bizmana, imachalos on Shabbos. Then you can't do the bris on Shabbos because it was born on Friday. Now, can you do the bris on Friday? I don't know. Because it wasn't completely born on Friday, meaning it wasn't completely out. So I don't know. I don't know what the halacha is. I don't know. I can look it up. I don't know. Rashi. The Rashi from Rabbi's story, we also see that. Is it possible that he doesn't know that Mila and Shabbos is mutter? There must have been some doubt. Something must have happened. I heard him scream from the inside. The Bajim shall have Shabbos before, when it was still day of Friday. Right. That was the story. So he told them that it's not day for Shabbos. But it doesn't say, again, I don't know what would be the halacha about a bris on Friday, because then it was born on Friday. It was born on Friday, the chayyim should make the bris on Friday. The Gemara doesn't say Rabbi told him that. Rabbi just told him it's not day for Shabbos.
What was the other side? It can't be on Shabbos.
It can't be on Friday, so then it's on Sunday. Like any other Mila Shleibizmana. What happens if the baby can't have a bris for 8 days for something? So we do a Mila Shleibizmana. Again, I just said a moment ago, I don't know why the bris can't be on Friday. I don't know the answer. But that doesn't mean the bris is on Friday, because Rabbi didn't tell him the bris is on Friday. Rabbi told him it's not day for Shabbos. I will take a moment. Thank you. Here he brings down. He says, "Ufichach lahayru rabba l'mayel b'erev Shabbos." The grip is gyrus in the Gemara that he was screaming Ben Hashmasis. So he said he couldn't come to do the bris on erev Shabbos because it was Ben Hashmasis. It might have been born on Shabbos, but you couldn't do the bris on Shabbos because it might have been born on Friday. That's what he learns, right? But he says, he brings a Ramah that says that Rabba was Mesupik if you can hear the baby from inside or not. Rabba didn't know whether the fact is true, that the fact that the baby screamed means it must have been out. And therefore, Rabba couldn't possibly do the bris on Friday, because maybe it screamed when it was still inside. And therefore, Rabba said, you can't do it on Shabbos. But he did not paskin that you should do it on Friday, because that's what he brings down from the Ramah. So, they both agreed, since both Shatam agreed that he didn't tell him to do it on Friday. Which, if he would have told him to do it on Friday, he would have told him. He didn't say that. He just said it's not Teichu Shabbos.
See, our school brings down Shultes to Rav Achai. It says they should have done it on Friday, since he heard it.
Shultes to Rav Achai, okay. Shultes is the Shultes. You don't question the Shultes, but the Masifta does not bring it down. At least not here, maybe in the back.
He also said, then, to see his Shulchan Aruch, here day 194.12.
What?
He doesn't say what the details are, but he says, see, also, he gives you a Mar Malkum.
Yeah.
In the Shulchan Aruch.
That's Shulchan Nida.
In 262, with Ramon Piski Chuva there. Chuva's on the Ginas Veradim.
There's a chiddush here. The chiddush here is, the problem is as follows. Rav Ishi was metame this woman 7 days because the baby was in Bayis Achitzin. On the Amid Aleph, we said Bayis Achitzin is Gula. On the Amid Aleph, we said Bayis Achitzin is considered blua.
We had a question.
Bayis Astarim. But for sure, right, it's not the time of the Maga. We said Bayis Achitzin is not considered outside.
Right.
And here the lady's tame as if she touched him outside. Meaning the Gemara here is saying that the reason this lady, the midwife, became tame is she touched a dead baby.
What was the dinner basis start?
It's not the time of the Maga, only the Masa. So the Rishonim speak out that it was only a Tumah Drabanan. Because once you consider the birth a birth, even though it's inside, that's we learn out that a Yeletus is considered born, even though it's in Bayis Achitzin, just like a Nida is considered a Nida, even though it's in Bayis Achitzin, and a Zava is considered a Zava, even though it's Bayis Achitzin, because it's not a touch, it's a Ria. Yeletus is considered in Bayis Achitzin born. So the Rabbana made her Tamei, because since we consider it born, it's hard to say you touched a born baby and you're not Tamei. Really, she wasn't Tamei, even though she touched a born baby, but the baby was still in Bayis Achitzin, which is either Beis Astarim or Blua, but it's not open. Terence is, it looks weird that the lady is tamei for giving birth, but the boy baby is born, but the woman that touched it doesn't become tamei. So therefore they went with Rabbanon and made her tamei. That's what the Rishonim was become. Okay, let's think about it right here. Yibai Elohu. Aysam Malkim Shalisha. Belua havi, Beis Astarim havi. Is the Bayis Achitzin of a woman Belua or Beis Astarim? The Mainaf Kamina. What difference does it make? Now here comes the rules. A friend went and took an avela and stuck it in without touching any side, all the way in to the Bais HaChitzon, and then dropped it there. Some friend. But that's what happened. That's what happened. Right? Now, Iyam Rebluava, from a blue level tame, the woman won't become tame. Because blue is not metame b'maga, not metame b'masa. So, true, she is carrying it, but, and she's touching it, but not tame. Iyam Rebesa Storm, Yavi, Nehida b'maga le metame, b'masa mi metame. That is the machlokes. So, that's the shaila. Is the area blue, or is the area Beis HaStarim? Now, on the Amud Aleph, we called it blue. And Tysus over there pointed out that the Gemara later on has a machloikis, whether it's blue or not. But the bottom line is, this Gemara has a machloikis. Tysus has to give a whole teretz over there. See Tysus if you're interested in having the answers. But the bottom line is, this is going to be a machloikis rather than Abaya. Abaya Amar blue hava, rather Amar Beis HaStarim hava. Abaya says it's considered blua, and Rava says it's considered a Beis HaStarim. Zok Rashi. No, I think it's vital that the Rashi is going on. Yeah, one Rashi we have. Tuma blua lemetame, that he kemisha ena. Rashi is explaining. When it's blua, it's not existing. Ve'ein ba loimaga, loimata utayre yishizu. Rashi gives an explanation. Blua is not here. It doesn't exist. What's absorbed completely doesn't exist. And if it doesn't exist, it can't make you dumb. It exists, but it doesn't exist. That's the Gemara writer. Amar Rava, Mino Aminawa. How do I know that it's Beis HaStarim? The Tanya. Element Nation Tumas Beis HaStarim. I have a Brisa. We had this Brisa at the beginning of the week on the Amud Beis. The Gemara over here said on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. I believe that's where it was. Right. Amar Reb Shimon, if you look at Mem Aleph Amud Beis, towards the last few narrow lines of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Reb Shimon, the Chimah Barzel Lamdenu, we're talking about a woman that Meshameshes. Im Li Negei Meshich Vazera, Harikwai Namar Lamatwa Yesh. Elam Et Mei, Shetumas Beis Astarim Hi, Betumas Beis Astarim Mei Nemetame. Is it because she's touching Shich Vazera? Can't be, because it's a Tumas Beis Astarim. That a Brisa called it Beis HaStarim. The Krava, that proves me right. The Brisa doesn't say it's Tumah Blua. The Brisa says it's Tumah Beis HaStarim. Right, the Gemara wants to know why a woman that had a relationship is Tumah. The Gemara, maybe it's because she touches Shich Vazera. The Gemara says, no, it can't be, because she's touching it in a Beis HaStarim, and Beis HaStarim is not Matamah B'maga. So the Brisa said it's a Beis HaStarim. The Krava, how can you, Abaya, say blua when the Brisa says it's a Beis HaStarim? Right. That's where you learned it from. For Afilu Mitzvah, Dr. Gemara, Abaya, what is Abaya answering? Chol Devoid Kama. The Brisa is trying to tell you one plus meaning. Chol Devoid the Tumah Blui. What's unwritten in the Brisa is saying, first of all, this is all the way in. Meaning, even if you're going to say that I'm wrong, meaning the Brisa is saying, it makes no difference whether it's blue or Beis HaStarim. Really, it's blue. But if you're going to sit and argue with me and say, no, it's not, it doesn't make a difference. It's not the time it did touch anyway. Right? We're trying to explain, the Brisa is trying to explain why the woman doesn't become Tamei from touching her husband's semen. So the answer is, because she's touching it inside. Now, the Brisa could have said she's touching it where it's blua. But the Brisa is trying to say more than that. Even if you question the blua, but you're not going to question Beis HaStarim, so anyway, it's not going to be tameh. So the Brisa is not trying to tell you it is a Beis HaStarim. The Brisa doesn't want to get involved. So the Brisa says, really, it's blua. But if you're going to argue with me, it makes no difference. It's a Beis HaStarim. Rava says, the Brisa says the word Beis HaStarim. Abaya says, the Brisa is saying, even if it's a Beis HaStarim. Not that it is, because it's not, it's blua. That's how Abaya learns it. Chad Vayit Kamar. Chad the Tumah Blui. V'yayin, afilu im tim tzoloimar. Tumah Beis HaStarim hi, ein matama. El shigzeres hakosav hi. Shigzeres hakosav, that a woman that had a relationship becomes tamei without touch. Rashi. V'yamre Beis HaStarim havi. That's lighter, I think. That's lighter. The Yamad Beis. Oh, no, it's up there. The Nafkamina. By the Nevela. When the friend stuck in Exias Nevela. Kishar Beis Hakmatim. Like other folds. Tumma Le Batal. The Tumma is not Batal. The Hidim of Magale Metame. Granted, it's not Metame to the touch. Beis Astarim. Beis Astarim not Metame Benegia. But the Masim Yem Metame. But carrying is Tame. With Tamei Yishizush. Our Naitas and Nevela. That's why when I said it yesterday, the day before, the rules, that's why it's so important. External is matami b'maga u'b'masa. Totally internal is not matami, not b'maga, not b'masa. The middle is the Beis HaStarim, where there's halacha l'maish m'sinai, that it's matami b'masa, not b'maga. This would be true if a person had something under his underarms. Right? It's Beis HaStarim. It won't be matami b'maga, but it'll be matami b'masa. Some tumas are not matami b'masa, like a dead sheret. A dead sheret is only matam b'maga. It wouldn't become tamei, but dead sheret's worth his underarms.
The person becomes
tamei. Then you're bringing a new shayla. What does masa mean? Does masa mean you have to move? Or does masa mean you're just carrying it? He is carrying it when he's going like this.
That's what it's like carrying him. What if he's carrying him?
Well, masa means you're carrying the tumma. He's not the tumma. He's carrying
the
according to some, if you move, so then you're carrying it along with you. According to others, even standing still, it's under your arm, so you're carrying it. It's not falling to the ground. You're bringing up a point that in the next Gemara will be Negeya. At least it won't be in the Gemara, but that'll be the answer. Okay, well, I'm going to get there, but that's a nice point you brought up.
No, but if it's on your shoulder, it's all stood up onto the ground.
And you're carrying it. But it's
not moving. You're not moving.
It doesn't make a difference. You're touching it on your shoulder. It's a revealed area. The reason I said underarms is I'm looking for a Beis HaStarim.
I know where he's putting clothes. He's not touching it. Not his shoulder. Not his jacket.
Right. I don't know. If he's not moving, he'll be... That's how the I don't know if you're trying to back right now, I'll be honest. I'm a Taritz Rava from the next Gemara. The next Gemara will be a Raya connected Rava about a different Shaila. And the Gemara doesn't give Rava's answer. It ignores it. So the Mepharshim say, I forgot which one says, this Rava holds, you don't move, it's not called Masa. We'll see it in a moment.
Yeah, but later comes in president, the baby's dead. Put on a gurney. Is he carrying it?
Doesn't make a difference, it's blue. Blue is not the time of a Masa.
Let's
end our armpit. Now, again, we'll get there in a few minutes. You know, I might as well get there. That's the Gemara right to next Shaila. Where am I up to? Yeah, Ibailahu. They had a Shaila. Mokum Nevelus Oiftar. The Nevelus Oiftar we learned yesterday is Metame Bebeis Hablia. When it's swallowed, it's Metame. Wherever this Beis Habliya is in a person, where they swallow, the exact location, Art Scroll probably might tell you, I don't know, I said probably might, I don't know, tell you, that is called the Beis Habliya. Is that a place of Blua, or is that a Beis HaStarim? Meaning the mouth is Beis HaStarim, because it's clearly visible when you open your mouth. Is the Beis Habliya considered like the Bayis Achitzai, according to those who say it's a Beis HaStarim? It's still within the range of being like a fold? Or is that already deeper than that, and that's considered blua? That's the question. Now, it doesn't make a difference by Nevela Seiftar, because the Torah said when you swallow it, you become Tameh. I don't care what it is. The Torah said when you swallow the Nevela Seiftar, you become Tameh. That's the rule. So we're not going to question that. But what happens if your friend sticks in Nevela's Behema, which is not Metameh Bebeis Hablia, by eating it? He takes a piece of nevela, sticks it down the guy's throat, the guy opened it wide, it didn't touch him, and it, well, maybe even it did, it's Beis HaStarim, and he puts it down in his Beis HaBliya. Is he become Tamei for carrying the nevela, not for eating it? Other nevelas are not Metamei for eating it, only for touching, carrying it. This guy didn't touch the nevela, and he didn't do it. Somebody put it into his Beis HaBliya. Is it Matamehim B'Masa or not? Because he's carrying it? And therefore, if he's carrying it, if it's Beis Abliya, it's not. If it's Belua, it's not Metame. If it's Beis Astarim, it is Metame. Ibailu. Beis Astarim, a Malkim Nevelis Aiftahar. Belua, who? Havi, a Beis Astarim Havi. But my Nafkamina. Now, to talk of like Haverik Zayas Nevela, Betayt Pep. Friends talk of Zayas Nevela all the way down. Iyama Belua Havi, Tuma Belua, Lai Metame. And he's not Metame for eating, because we mentioned that no other Nevela is Metame for eating except a Nevela Aiftahar. And but Nevela's behemoth is not Matami for you eating it. You're either alive, but you're not Matami from that. The Yamad Beis Astarim Havi Nif Nami de Bemagdala Matama, the Matami and Matama. Abai Yamar Beluva Havi, the Rava Amar Beis Astarim Havi. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says Menah Amin Allah. Now the Gemara is going to bring Abaya's proof, and the Gemara is not going to give Rava's answer. Amar Abaya. Menah Amin Allah. The Tanya. Yochol Nehei Nevelis Behemah Tamei Begad Matami Begad Ma Beis Abliya. Now, Nevelis Aiftar has a stringency. Not only when you eat it do you become Tamei, but it also makes your clothing Tamei. When you when one touches a Nevela or carries a Nevela, he becomes Tamei, but his clothing doesn't. Again, let's step back. Before we know this Raisa, if you touch a Nevelis Behemah, you become Tamei. Your clothing is not Tamei. You carry an Avela, you become Tameh. Your clothing is not Tameh. That's the halacha. If you touch an Avela's ice, you don't become Tameh. If you carry an Avela's ice, you don't become Tameh. If you swallow an Avela's ice, you become Tameh and your clothing becomes Tameh. Now, why can't we say that we should learn out Nevela's Behema from Nevela's ice? Which is stricter. Nevela's ice is not the time of you to touch. Not Matami you by carrying. Behema is. So that makes you Tamei to be Matami you begadim. For sure, when you eat Nevela Behema, when you eat it, your begadim should become Tamei. You see that it's stricter than a bird. Bird is not Matami to touch. Bird is not Matami b'masa. And these are. So if a bird can be Matami you begadim when you swallow it, shouldn't Behema also be Matami begadim? That's what the bride said. Yachol, yei nivlas behemah tameya, metame begadim abeis habliya. Talmud loymar, nevela trefa, lo yoichal letama ba. It's an extra pasuk. It's talking about nevela's oif tahar. Do not eat a nevela trefa to become tummy with it. Now, it's not talking about nevela's oif tahar. That's the problem. We'll see in a minute. Mi she'ein lo tuma el achilasa. The only one that metame begadim is one that only makes you Tameh when you eat it. Don't eat it to become Tameh. I mean, you're not Tameh beforehand. Don't eat it to become Tameh. So which one has this property of Beis Abliya making you Tameh? The one that only becomes Tameh by eating. The other one, you're Tameh already. By the Vela, and you went Behema, you picked it up and put it in your mouth, you're already Tameh. The Pasuk says, L'yoychal L'tamaba. Don't eat it to become Tameh. It means the Pasuk is discussing ice, not Behema. Frank, the Gemara, but make a Kalvachaymer. But the Taisi, the Kalvachaymer, but the Vela, so I've tar. But forget it. So the Pasuk didn't say it only by bird, but make a Kalvachaymer. Man, the Vela, so I've tar, Shayim, la Tumma Bechutz. Man, the Vela, so I've tar, that has no Tum on the outside. Yes, la Tumma Bechnim, when you swallow it, you become Tameh. So Sushi, yes, la Tumma Bechutz. Ain't it didn't, yes, la Tumma Bechnim. Meaning, granted, the Pasuk is not talking about it, but we can make a Kalvachaymer. Talmud Lai, Amar Kra, Ba. Ba, B'loi, Bacheres. Ba means, this is the only way, this is the only kind that will make you Tamei to make your clothing Tamei. Ba. Only ice. B'loi, Bacheres, not Behema. Period. That's the Braisa. Now, aren't you carrying it? If it's your Beis Abliya, aren't you carrying it? No, I'm sorry, that's not even the words. We'll see in a minute. Right. Right. So, right. So, Mamela, nothing else becomes Tameh. You don't become Tameh. Your clothing doesn't become Tameh. Right. So, the Raya is, I'm just trying to figure out what the Raya is. Right. So, Ba tells me that a Behemah is not Metameh, Beis Abliya. So how does that prove that? Yeah, because the it's mashma Rabbi Schutz, nice in the veil is the time of the gunner? Okay, that's my mistake. That's what I was missing. If one carries an avela, his clothing does become tame. Behema. Not eating it. Touching it makes you tame, carrying it makes your clothing tame. So what's bothering Rabbi is, why is this brisa discussing about becoming tame when you eat it? You're carrying it. Aren't you carrying it? And if you're carrying it, become tame. Anyway, your clothing's tame. When you put it in your mouth, you're carrying it. So Tabaya must be, it's Blua. And Blua is not carrying. It's not tummy by carrying. Abaya assumes that having it in your mouth is carrying it. And therefore he has a raya. Because the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara wants to say that a behemoth will not make your clothing tummy if somebody sticks it into your mouth. Why? You're carrying it. It's a base Abliya. Beis Achitza, the mouth is Matamba B'Matza. It's Beis Astarim. Beis Astarim is not Matamba B'Maga, it's Matamba B'Matza.
But if you're not moving.
Again, we went through this three times. Abaya is saying that is considered Matza. In fact, without you having brought it up, I would have said for sure it's considered Matza. You're carrying it in your body. You're carrying it. Am I carrying the pen? Yes, I am.
You over an issue if you do that. If you're holding
I hold the pen, though.
How about if you say for holding on Shabbos? I'm not carrying. I didn't move. You're not carrying anything.
I'm not talking about a saw on Shabbos.
Whatever. Like
I'm talking about, am I holding this pen?
You're holding it, yes.
That means I am carrying this pen. I'm carrying. If I...
Carry
doesn't
mean all that. Okay,
you interchange that. I think the word carrying is the wrong word. Masa doesn't mean what you're interpreting carrying. Masa means supporting it. Okay? We'll use that word.
I can live with that.
What?
Fine, I think.
What does Art School call Masa? Probably says carrying.
Masa comes from the word burden. You're burdened with it.
But he doesn't mean carrying the same way. Okay. So that's the Raya Baya has. So in Cain, Matam Adlaim Revoichol. There's another pasuk that says by Nevelas Behema Voichol becomes Tameh. That's to give you the Shear. Shear Achila, the whole Torah is Exayas. How do I know Nevelas depends on Exayas? Because the Torah says Voichol doesn't mean eating it. Eating it doesn't make a difference. But it's the shear of touching and carrying it, ma'aychu b'gzayas, after gave a nice of b'gzayas. Now, this is Abaya's Raya. The Gemara doesn't say Rava's response. The Mepharshim speak out, the Rava's response is, like Dr. Harris, that if you don't move, you're not called carrying. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, mokim nivlas be'ayftar, be'is ha'bliyash of Adam. She'ein the nivlas oivtar tuma elusham. So talk of lechavei, right? The eat talk of hula atzmai, if melei b'maga. If he stuck it in himself, he'd be tamei by touching it. Ba, begadim tumeim, b'meis ablia, only it, b'loi b'acheres. Fine. So this is the machlekes of my rabbi, there's two of them. One is by kachitzain, and one is by b'meis ablia. Is that a, is it a, is it a, is it a b'meis astarim? Or is it Blua? It's not interdependent. I don't think it's. The Gemara doesn't make them interdependent. Now, it could be that it's an approach of how deep is deep. That could be. I don't know.
They argue on both.
They argue on both and they're consistent. Both places have I said Blua, but I don't know if you can derive one from the other. That's what I'm trying to say. Once it's true, then it's true, but I don't know if you can derive one from the other. Fine, we will stop here. This is as far as this week's Gemara goes. In fact, the test doesn't even go so far, but it's fine. This is as far as this week's Gemara goes. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day.